100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet. It's another week gone by, which means a weekly challenge is up. I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and the topic is tool. We got a bunch of stories in with the topic of tool, so I'll go ahead and let y'all listen to them and come back at the end of the stories. How's that sound? Let's go ahead and listen.
Hello, this is Philip Norton, Joe Carroll of NormanJoe.com and of the Thrive Podcast, available at iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere else you might find podcasts. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 705, with the prompt of tool. The grandkids were messing with my recording equipment, and I forgot to bring my headphones in, so this may sound totally stupid, but we'll have to deal with that afterwards. Here's my story. While the adults searched for a wrench or other tool to repair the broken table, Builder and Linoleum Man went to the refreshment table to get a glass of punch. Builder looked into his cup, but he didn't drink. I'm sorry about wanting to come to the dance with Marissa. I was a real fool to believe she wanted to dance with me. Linoleum Man nodded her head. Yeah. That was pretty stupid, and her boyfriend is such a tool. Bilbert felt a light tap on his shoulder. It was Marissa, and she'd been crying. Do you want to dance? She asked. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
They say humanity's rise is due to the opposable thumb and our ability to employ tools, the most remarkable of which is our brain. I disagree. You can't use a brain to saw wood or turn a screw. A brain cannot be used to draw a straight line or measure distance accurately. And it's useless for holding anything firmly in place. I know this because I've tried. The end result is always a handful of slimy mush. You can, however, use a brain to hammer a nail. Although, you do need to keep it inside the skull to succeed.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Useless, said Reggie.
It's good for our plans, said Ronnie.
The tractor's rusty.
No, look,
and Ronnie grabbed a rusty wrench.
And what is that?
Reggie, please, I have no clue.
Reggie sighed.
You're so negative. We'll lift it in the air and everyone will be horrified.
I bet they will, and will have a concussion, too.
Ghosts don't have concussions, silly.
Really?
Reggie grabbed a random part of the tractor and threw it at Ronnie's head. Meanwhile, a few meters away, the farmer and his son were watching, amused.
They are at it again.
They should get a life.
And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. And the topic this week was tool, and this is my story called And a Corkscrew. I'll never forget being given a Swiss Army penknife for my birthday. It's one of those rites of passage every boy goes through in order to become a man. From that moment, life will be spent attempting to whittle sticks, employ the hopelessly inadequate screwdriver, and snipping everything to hand with the tiny scissors. And then there's the bragging. It even has a tool to remove stones from a horse's hoof. Yeah, right. Because every boy needs one of those. Although, it's a safe bet. No one has ever removed a stone from a hoof using a Swiss Army penknife. Okay, all done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. My story this evening is called Shiny is Good. I've been making the most impractical tool for the last 4 years. It's in concert with a Bay Area steampunk convention. I call it an S-Punk Sonic Screwdriver. The idea comes directly from the British science fiction show Doctor Who. Lots of brass, lots of copper. I've got pretty good with a tube cutter. It takes a bunch of filing, sanding, and buffing, but in the end, shiny. I make about 10 sets of parts that I give out at the workshop early the first morning of the con. Part of doing this is people come away smiling. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Whenever there was a problem in our apartment, we'd call Morty. He'd been fixing things in the building forever. Miss Jenkins had lived in 3C for 70 years, and she said Morty had always been the maintenance man. Morty had a sturdy door and a lock on his basement unit, and the windows were blacked out and barred, so I couldn't see in. I felt a hand on my shoulder.
"I keep things running good, yeah?" said Morty. "Why question?"
I nodded. He patted the hinges on the lobby door, muttered,
"Good as new,"
and shuffled his way down the stairs. And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of tool. Hope you all enjoyed them. I sure did. And I know that you'll enjoy being a part of the weekly challenge next week when I... Let's see, what's the topics? Oh yeah, it's a pick two. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, look in the upper right corner for the list of topics. If it still says, the next topic is tool, well, that's okay. Look on the feed, and it will show you the main page itself, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. After this weekly challenge post, there'll be the other one, and then all the other daily stories. There's over 14 years of stories, sometimes more than one a day. That's the crazy thing. It's not just oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Now, sometimes there's more. We have the late, great Ellison in there, a few others with their stuff during the week. Whenever someone is a little late for a weekly challenge, we put it up on the feed, that kind of thing. So if you're listening to this long in the future, and if I'm still around, go ahead and send a story in. I'll go ahead and put it up on the feed in a separate post. We got plenty of room on the server. At least I think so. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.